Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. How's everybody doing? Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. So glad that you're here to on the show, joining the show and supporting the show with us. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done Monday through Friday, y'all, from 11 to 7 on our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe to the website and also receive the monthly newsletter. Now, if you have any messages for me or Miss Nina, you can either go to the website at the bottom of the main page, send us a message, or on our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Network. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you, and do enjoy the show. At this time, I'm going to bring in the station manager and my co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. Sorry I was late, Linus. I was caught on the phone with my vice president from the club, so I was unable to get here on time. I apologize, everyone.
Okay.
I hope you're all having a great evening and a great beginning of the week. Yeah, I'm doing. That's all I can say. Just doing. I have a few birthdays and stuff to announce for this week and next week, because we will not be on the air next week. For Saturday, happy birthday to Pierce. He is going to be 12 years old. Happy birthday, Pierce. On the 24th, Sunday, is Jessie's birthday. That's my BFF daughter's. So happy birthday, Jess. And our nephew's birthday is on the 28th. Stephen, happy birthday.
All right.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Any more?
Well, yes. One more warning. Just be aware that the new moon is on the 26th. So put your intentions out there and make them known on that evening, and hopefully the moon will see, you'll get some results. Linus, are we still in retrograde?
Yes, we are until Wednesday. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Did I hear shit? Anyway, yeah, we're in. Sorry, folks. Okay. Well, since Nina did her birthdays, let me do mine right quick. Happy birthday to my cousin, Anita Cardenas. I hope you had a good day today, Anita. Happy birthday to Miss Jessie Coleman, to Mark Kingsbury, my other cousin, Kyron Woodward. Happy birthday to you today, Kyron, and to my cousin, Kenneth Roebuck. Happy birthday to you. Now, coming up, like Nina said, we're on vacation next week. We've got the last week of November off on vacation, so we won't be here. And we want to enjoy the holidays with our families, too. Now, next week, my goddaughter, Tabina, her birthday is next week. DJ Lewis. Tanya Hawkins. Didn't I forget you? And Mia Richardson. I hope that's how you pronounce Mia's last name. That's all I have for birthdays.
All righty.
I'd like you. I covered this weekend. And next week. Okay, let's do a quick prayer because our board is filling up. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. Better be. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. So Nina already gave you the new moon, and we're coming out of Mercury retrograde on the, what did I say, on the 20th, Wednesday, and we're off for that week. Also, if you go to YouTube, put in Linus Boyd or Saturday Night Psychic. Either way, it should come up, Linus Boyd. I did a YouTube thing on Thanksgiving Hot Topics. You do not want to miss that. A lot of people have seen it and have laughed like crazy, but it's about, you know, food, taking food home, how you dress, how your children act. So you want to check it out. But anyway, it's on YouTube, and it's, the title is Thanksgiving Hot Topics. Okay, and let me welcome in 773-305-229-216-111 and 608 to the show. All right. Okay, Miss Nina, I'm ready whenever you are, young lady.
I'm ready. Let's give her.
Okay. Our first call for tonight is 773. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Jamel. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Jamel.
Hi, how you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Jamel. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine. No complaints.
Okay.
All right. So my question is, my question is, I met this lady a few months ago, and we've been talking, and everything's been cool so far. I was just calling to see what messages you have for me in regards to that.
Oh, okay. What's your first name? That's all we want.
My first name or hers?
No. Hers. Just hers. Yeah, just her first name.
Ace. Ace.
I'm sorry?
Ace.
Ace.
A-C-E?
Yeah.
Spell her name.
A-Y-S-C.
Ace.
Oh, okay. There we go. A-Y-C-E. Ace. Okay. Now that's better. Okay, Jermaine, let's see what's going on.
A-S-Y-E.
She's different. I see the why you were drawn to her. She's not like everybody else you've dated in the past. She's a little bit different, but a good different. I'm not saying that's bad. You know, all of us are unique in our own way. She loves you. I mean, she really likes you a lot. Is she a teacher or something in the educational field or works with children?
No. No, not in that field.
Okay. I don't know why I was seeing that. I'm not picking up anything on her. What about you, Nina?
No, I'm
other than the education, I see children, but I mean, as a teacher. But go ahead.
I'm not picking up anything. Not
picking up anything?
No, I feel like she's a quiet person, that she's different. You know, she's not like the average woman. You know, she has qualities about her that are different, but it's good. It's fascinating. It's a fantasy to you. So I see that aspect, but as far as your relationship, I don't see anything bad, but I don't see anything good either. You know what I mean? Like, it's balanced right now. So I would go with that. It's balanced. That's about all that I see. Oh, and then I saw, was she a teacher or in that type of field, because I saw her teaching children. So, but she said she's not in that field. So anyway, does she work around children?
She probably, yeah, she work around people and children all the time. So, but she's not a teacher.
Okay. But
she
don't
work
around children.
Yeah, she work around children and stuff like that, just public people, but she's not a teacher.
Okay.
She's not in the field.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's where I saw the children. Okay. Well, she must like what she do, so. And, Nina, you said you didn't get anything, or no?
No. Nope.
Okay, well, that's all I got, Jamil. I mean, you can call back again. Well, we're on vacation next week. The week after that, you can call back on that Monday, and maybe we might see something different. But right now, I'd say hang tight. Stay with her. I don't see anything for you not to be together.
Okay. Cool. All right.
All right. You're welcome, Jamil. Have a happy Thanksgiving, young man. Okay. What is that? Something's up on my screen. Okay. Next caller. Uh-oh, Nina. I might need you.
Okay.
Yeah. Having a problem.
All right. Next caller, area code 305. You're on the air with Linus and Nina.
Hi, Linus and Nina. My name is Eileen, and I am doing a talk tomorrow to a group of women showing what I do, my creativity, and then on the weekend I'm doing a street festival as well. And then in December there's a big exhibition that I'm partaking in, that I'm in a gallery in my town. So, and then in the middle of December I'm in another big art festival. So I have a lot of things happening right now in the art field. I'm an artist. I'm wondering about tomorrow and this weekend. Do you see it working out really great for me, and I'm going to sell my products? And because I do a bunch.
Do you sell paintings? I see a man buying your painting right now. He's got it in his hand. Do you paint portraits? Not portraits, but, you know, paintings. Okay, because I see
I
a man right now. They're showing me, and he's holding it in his hand. So I'm assuming he purchased it from you. Okay, go ahead.
Well,
no,
see.
You're going to do really, really well.
In all four events?
I'm
you
only
asked about this weekend.
Up.
I know, this weekend. Yeah, this weekend. But I'm only bringing prints. I'm not bringing originals because I just have a bunch of tables out on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
and
no,
tomorrow,
you'll do really well for the next two events. You'll do really well.
Okay, great, because I'm bringing my rugs and my puzzles and my prints of my original watercolors and oil paintings and my fabric, my clothing that I make. Yeah, I do. I'm in all the areas. And I do very unique things.
Good for you.
Good for you. Congratulations. Good for
you. Thank
you.
Thanks. All
right. Yes, ma'am.
So
you're
going to
do good. Well, you know what? You got to call us when we get back from vacation and tell us how well you did, girl.
I will.
Prosperity weekend for you.
Thank you. You too. And
yes, God bless you.
The weather is going to be divine. Thank you. God blesses you too. With a Cancer moon. Lennis, you have a Cancer moon, right?
I'm not real good at astrology.
I thought I read that somewhere. You're Capricorn with Cancer moon. I thought that Capricorn.
Yeah, I am.
Virgo
with a Cancer. Yeah, yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Reading
I
it
am.
Right here. Yeah, because
yeah,
I'm a Cancer sun. Okay, cool.
Oh,
all
okay.
Right. Thank you. I'll talk to you girls later.
Well, you're
going to
do
fun
good.
On your holiday. Okay.
Yes,
great.
You too, and congratulations.
Well, you think I'll get any commissions from these people?
Of course you will.
No, I mean from these
prosperity.
People at these shows. Well, I've been doing this professionally for 60 years, so I'm not concerned about any of that, but it's going to be new people that I've never met.
No, you will get commission from two people.
Okay, great. All right. I love to do commissions work. I'm working on a 6-foot canvas right now. Do you think I'm going to have that ready for the show on December 7th? It's really big, and I really want to get to it, but I can't paint it in my house. It's an oil painting. I have to paint out in my backyard, outside in the air. And she wants to put it in the front window, and I'm going to try to start working on it. I can't do it tomorrow, but maybe on Wednesday I can do it, start it.
Well, all I can say is get your butt in, girl.
I'm working.
Get your butt in here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll keep you posted, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
For sharing. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Okay. Go ahead, Nina.
All right. Area code 229, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina.
Hello, Lennis. Hello, Nina. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey, I just want to say something right quick before I ask one question. I want to thank you ladies for validating the information that you gave me about my SSI check. I did receive it. I did get my back pay. And
good.
I did get the amount that you said.
Awesome.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Yeah,
God bless you, Melvin.
God bless you.
We're
all.
Glad. We love hearing
thank
good news
you.
And
yeah.
validation.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to say it. And also now... here's the thing. I want to ask, on the 31st of last month, I got in an accident. A truck hit me, and it hit my car and threw me off the road. The trailer popped loose from the truck, a big steel trailer. I was transported to the hospital, and the exam, but I hurt my lower back and my left hip and my neck on my right side. And now I'm going to therapy. But my question is, my car is total. So I do have an attorney. I do. I am the guy that hit me told the police that he was at fault. And I just want to know, I am in a rental, and I just want to know how much their insurance company is going to give me for my car where I can buy me a vehicle.
They'll give you list price, Melvin. That's all they can do is go by the book and give you book price. So I don't know if that's going to be enough, but they will give you that. Plus, they will give you that you should be receiving money for pain and injury, too.
Okay. Do you see any members?
Yeah, that's going to take a long time. If if it runs, your insurance and stuff runs anywhere like ours do up here in Canada, lawsuit when I was in a car accident took 3 years to before I received any money. They paid for all my medical and they paid the car and stuff for the car to be fixed.
Right.
Long before. That was done immediately. But pain and suffering, they didn't pay anything until it was almost 3.5 years before I received anything. And I believe it's the same way down there. So, yes,
yeah.
your medical will be paid for by his insurance. And, yes, you will get it. You'll get funds for your car. But as far as personal injury goes, it's going to take a while.
Okay, all right. Because I know in the state of Georgia, they try to sell out of court and try to do it quick. And
yes,
which they are moving.
Don't let them settle for personal injury right away, Melvin. Because
I'm still
suffering, and it's been 30 years since my car accident.
Ma'am.
Go away. So do not settle right away. Leave that in the hands of your lawyer. And let him or her settle, tell you what is a fair price, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
You had insurance on your vehicle, right?
I had,
on your car?
I had insurance. So, yes, ma'am. I had a liability, and they normally take it out of my check, but out of my account, but he didn't do it. So that's a big issue. My attorney said I might be fined for that, but maybe a little. The state of Georgia don't really get on you too bad, even though if you're not at fault. That's why I was headed to get my insurance reinstated. And the truck hit me. Well, the thing on the back of the truck. Popped loose the trailer, pure steel iron, and knocked me off the road and totaled my car and just all bust up.
Well, good luck, and make sure you
but
take care
y'all,
of yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Do y'all see any amount that they would offer me just for my car?
I told
that
you,
I
book value. Book value. That's all I can tell you. I have no idea what book value is for your car, but that's all you're going to get.
Okay. All right. Thank you all.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye. Have a good week.
All right.
Have
you all
too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Have a great Thanks.
All right, Melvin. Take care of yourself.
All right, you all too. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You don't have to do the calls. My phone went out, so I'm on a major phone in the dining room now. So,
okay.
You click it now. I'll do it with you.
Okay. Area code 216, you're on the air with Lannis and Nina.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
No.
I'm trying to break up. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now we can hear you clear. What's your name?
Wow. What was that was about? Oh, my gosh. So thank you for taking my question. Your life question. What's that?
You're really muffled and fading in and out.
I don't know why. Can you hear me now? I haven't had this problem at all.
Yeah.
What about now?
Now I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you now.
I took it off the charger. Maybe that's what the problem was. I don't know. So I have a life question this evening, girls. I have a meeting tomorrow. It's an interview. And how do you feel that's going to go for me? And if not,
who
when
is
you're going to be getting an offer? I've got a couple things going on, actually.
Can we have your first name, please?
Sharon.
Okay. No, it's an interview that you have tomorrow?
Yeah, I already went through everything else. Yes, tomorrow is the in-house interview. I've got a couple other companies waiting, too, for interviews. So do you feel, if not, when do you feel me getting an offer if it's not that one tomorrow?
Huh.
Go
number
in there.
Three.
Very positive. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
The number three just keeps popping into my head now. I don't know why. I don't know whether that's. This is your third interview, or whether the third interview that you're going to have this week is the one you're going to get. All I'm getting is the number three. Lennox, are you getting anything else?
I'm not. Because I'm asking about the interview, and the angels are not showing me anything. It's just a blank slate.
Sharon, the interview that you're having tomorrow, is it with the company you were presently working for?
That I was currently working for? No.
No? Okay. You are going to get an offer. It's just I don't know. I'm not picking up whether it's from tomorrow or another interview that you're going to do, but you are going to get an offer. I can't.
Okay, yeah. Go on, sorry.
It's not clear. Like nothing is coming in clear. It's almost like it's in clouds where I can't see through them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting. But you are going to get an offer. You are going to get a job right very quickly. So.
Okay.
That's all I'm getting.
Stay positive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving and a great week.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Thank you, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Hello. You're on the air with Lennox and Nina.
Hey, this is Lisa, ladies. How are you doing?
Good. Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. We're doing fine. And yourself?
Thank you. So I'm not sure what I want to ask. Okay, I'm not sure if I should ask about a book that I would like to write or ask about finances. Your choice.
It doesn't matter to us. It's up to you. Whatever is your priority, we'll answer it.
All right. I'll go with the book. Okay, so I'm going to be writing a book about about how I was raised, okay? So I was abused, so I'm, like, over that stuff, but I want to put it in book. And just wanted to see, do you see me getting it published, or you just see it for to help me only? I don't know.
Help you.
Oh, to help me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting to, is to help you.
It's a catharsis for you.
Yeah. Okay.
The angels are telling me anybody can get a book published, but the book you do need to write it for you, for your healing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But
so,
you don't see me. Uh huh.
What were you going to say?
Do you see me trying to get it published, or is just for it's just for my healing, huh?
It's for your
you
healing.
You can publish.
Yeah.
You know I can speak about that because I'm an author with published books. You can get it published, but that's just the beginning. You have to get that book out across mm-hmm. from your state or city and across the nation if you want to make money, because just publishing it is not going to give you any money. So you got to get an advertiser, either get with a book company or a publicist or somebody to get it out there where it's known.
All right, so I'm going to start working on it. Is this something that I have to do? So
yes.
That's why, yes, it's very important.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, good
all
for
right,
you,
Lisa.
Lisa.
Well, good luck with the book. Good luck with it. I think once you settle down and you stick to your writing, it will just write itself. You'll have no problems.
Okay. See, I've been trying to write it for the last few months. Someone told me.
The thing is that there's a difference between trying and doing. Do it. Don't try. Do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a
happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Bye. Okay, area code 916, you're on the air with Lannis and Nina.
Hello, I'm Ray. I've chatted with you guys before. I was calling because if you guys could help me out with a job prospect. And I'm just kind of frustrated. I just want to see what you guys see for me.
You're not working
yet?
Oh,
now Ray, you know we're in Mercury Retrograde, darling. You know who Ray is. He's one of our regulars. We're in Mercury Retrograde.
I know who Ray is, but I'm surprised that you're not working yet. Did we not talk to you a while ago and say that you had a job forthcoming? What's going on?
Yeah, I've been rejected 20 different times.
What?
Yeah, I've been rejected 20 times. I've been ghosted three or four different times, and I just haven't had any job prospects. I've been unemployed, and I'm just having trouble.
Oh, good stuff for you. All right, let's get into this, Nina. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Ray, who's the woman that you're around? I see a dark cloud over her head, bad energy, vibration. Are you dating anybody right now or seeing somebody on the side?
No. Nope.
I don't mean on the side, but you know what I mean. You're not a relationship.
Nope. I have, you know, this job hunt has been taking a toll on my entire life. And not taking a toll like I'm down or bad or nothing like that, but all of my energy has been focused on finding a job that I have not dated anybody. I haven't done anything. My focus has been I drive for Uber 3 days out of the week. And I search for a job. That's it. I don't date anybody or anything like that.
You know, Ray, I cannot. Personally, I cannot understand why you don't have a job. You have such great energy.
You're
just
telling me.
I'll
tell you. There was this one firm back in April that I really, really liked. Long story short,
yeah.
I saw them at a political convention. They invited me to have an informational chat. And during that informational chat, walking in there, I found out that they had a job opening that fit me perfectly. In that chat, I said, hey, can I give you my resume just to look over it? I'd like to throw my hat in the ring. It was a two-hour interview, and I didn't hear back from them for couple weeks. They said try us again later, and like 6 months later they're just still stringing me along. And and then I had another chat with somebody, but with another firm. They do more public affairs type stuff, and they were super nice, very honest, and they said, we really like you, but you don't fit our needs right now. That was 2 months ago. I reached out to them today and they said, hey, we really appreciate you reaching out to us, but it's just right now, it's not a good time. Try us in a couple months, and we would love to chat with you further, but continue to check in. So that's all I've really gotten.
Oh,
do you have a female down as a reference? I know, Nina, you're looking at it one way, I'm the other way. Do you have a female down as a reference?
I do. It's my former boss.
On your resume?
But nobody's reached out. Yeah, but nobody's reached out to her.
Okay. You sure? I see somebody causing a problem of you when you go on these interviews and the reference. That's why I said I saw this woman with a dark cloud over her. And when they would call her, she would give you a bad reference. She would badmouth you. She didn't give a good reference for you. That's why I'm asking, who is this woman?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Nina.
It could be my former boss, but I don't think she would badmouth me like that.
There you go. It's her. That's why you haven't got your positions. It's her. Take her name off, please, off your resume.
Really? Okay.
It's her. I can't forget, because Nina and I saw, you know, next phone call we get from you is that, hey, I'm working, blah, 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 blah. And you're talking about you're going to her like, no. So that went deep. The angels are telling me that's why I saw that woman at first. So then I need to find out, who do you have on your resume as a reference? Soon as you said your ex-boss, it was like, bingo, we got a winner. So.
But it's interesting because I also have my other boss, who is my VP, and he not only gives me a stellar review, he wrote me a letter of recommendation that was a little too good. I was like, okay, you're speaking too highly of me right now. I don't know. I'm going to look at my references, see if she's on there. Huh. But I don't know. I mean, do you guys see anything? I know things change over time, and, you know.
Ray, what the angels have told me is something to do with a mayor. Is there any local elections coming up?
There are in 2020, but...
campaigns would be starting now, would they not? That's what they told me. It was something to do with the mayor helping with their political career. I know it's not exactly what you were looking for, but it's a foot in the door somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you see, you don't by chance have a timeline, do you? Or Lennis?
I'm seeing soon.
Yeah, because I see 2020 as your year, but for right now, this issue, it's not a male.
Because I'm getting really nervous because come January, it'll be 1 year since I've been unemployed, and that's just not going to look good, you know?
No.
Well,
but now Nina told you about the mayor. Please go up there and get an application and put it, even if they're not hiring, put an application in for the position you want to do, media administrator or whatever that, you know, you do. Put it in anyway, because something may come up in January. You know, right on time. So I would do that. I'd listen to Nina and do that after the 20th. Okay, you know we're in Mercury retrograde, so wait till after the 20th. And put your application in.
20th of what?
This
20th
month,
of what?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday. Yeah.
So put it
we're
in on Thursday.
We're out of it after Wednesday.
Yeah, put it in on Thursday or any time after that. But that's all I'm picking up, Ray. Yeah, you're in a very competitive field.
Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, for sure, on my psyche, my mental state.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, I want this to end already.
Well, I can understand that. My husband's been unemployed since September of last year. So, yeah, it's 14 months now. And almost 15 months since he's been unemployed. So it's not good. We had to sell our house and everything else. So, yeah, I can understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
But you hang in there. You're a young man. Something will come along. My husband's older, so that's why things are the way they are. But it's okay. You're a young man. Something will come up for you.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
I'd look
thank
for January.
You guys. I really.
Yeah.
Really?
Give us
okay.
a call
thank
back in January,
so
because
really...
I feel in January that you're going to be working. And through the mayor's office.
All right.
Okay.
Huh.
Let us
okay.
know, Ray, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Have a happy
okay,
Thanksgiving
thanks.
And Christmas. Good holidays.
You too, guys. Merry Christmas. Bye bye now.
Bye. Oops,
you're
I
listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 to get into the queue. Go ahead,
okay,
Nina.
Okay, we have 3 callers in the queue. I'm wondering if you want to talk. Also, I accidentally dropped a caller, so if you would like to call back in, I will put you up there in the queue as number 1 if you want to call back in. Sorry about that. Okay. Area code 479. You're on the air with Linus and Nina.
Hi, Linus and Nina. This is Heather. I was just calling to say hi because the chat room wasn't open, and I've been out and about traveling. I just wanted to say hi to y'all.
Well,
oh, thank you, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
God bless you. Thank you.
The chat room is open, Heather, and Holly's in there right now, too. Yeah, it's great to hear from you. How have you been doing?
I've been doing all right. It's just been busy. So I don't know. Maybe with this web browser, it's not popping up for me. So I'll have to change different browsers or whatnot. But yeah, I just wanted to say hey because I've been out of loop and I've missed y'all.
Well,
Heather,
good.
On Thursday, something's going to change for you, and it's for the good. So just remember that. Or TikTok on the back burner. Thursday, something good is going to happen for you. Okay.
Ooh, I need that. So, all right. Well, you can put me back into the listener queue, but I just wanted to say love and light to you both.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.
All right,
Nina.
I'm doing it. Area code 460. You're on the air with Linus and Nina.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for putting me back up on the top.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It's Gia, and I just wanted to call in tonight and see what you ladies can pick up around my moving and having an independent living situation where I'm in my own space.
Okay, I just got the shivers, and I'm not sure what that means, Linus. Do you have any idea?
Something scary.
Yeah.
Scary?
Yeah. Something is scary. What is your name again? I'm sorry.
Gia.
Ada.
No, Gia.
Welcome to the show, Ada.
No, Linus.
Gia.
It's Gina.
Oh, Gia. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Gia, I see the move going well. Something's going to come up.
Yeah, they're just telling me now the angels are saying, what kind of neighborhood are you moving into? Are you sure about this neighborhood or the community?
Oh, I have no destination right now. I am just where I am, and I'm anticipating finding something that's a better fit for me.
Okay, they're telling me now, don't take the first choice, take the second, because the first one's scary.
Ah, good.
Okay? So don't
I'm looking for timing. I'm just, you know, wanting to get a sense of, you know, when this will open for me. Like, when should I be prepared for this?
I would say at least around December 1st. Aren't you trying to move at that time?
No.
No, actually, I just got a job, so I'm just getting back on my feet. I would love to be able to do it the sooner the better and get my own, like, my own thing, whether it be a studio. But I'm not sure how that is all going to present itself, like when.
There. Okay, I'm picking up. Mid-January, you will be able to find something then. But take the second choice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mid-January is what I'm picking up for the move to be February 1st. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and it, will it be something living in my own space by myself?
I see that in March. A permanent location? I saw that for March of next year.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll see. Either, yeah, I'm picking up February, so it's going to be either one. Your own space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking up anything.
I did. I got March.
No.
So she moved February,
whether,
fine. It's much, but.
No, she wants to know if she's going to have her own space, Lennis.
Right. That's what I was saying. In March, it would be something permanent. She'd be in her own apartment or studio.
Oh.
But it'd be hers. You know, she don't have to share it with anybody.
Oh, so you do see that in March. And Nina, you see that in February, which is fine. I understand timing is not always, nailed down or in cement. So I can work with that.
Yeah, it will be sometime in the beginning of the year anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
Lettuce and I often don't come right on the mark together for the timing, which is okay, you know.
Yeah,
so it's going to be sometime in the new year. We both see it, and we both see you, like I see you in a studio as well. You'll be fine, but take the second choice.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate your input.
Oh,
you're
welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, happy holidays to you both as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. So, now it's not as well. There we go. Area code 704, you're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Hey, how
who's
are
this?
You? Hey,
hi,
is
who's
Martha.
This?
Marcia. Marcia. Marcia.
Yes, ma'am.
Marcia?
All right, Marcia. Yes.
God, I'm getting static when she's saying it.
Oh. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Lennis, can you hear her?
Yeah, but I don't know her name.
It's Marcia. Marcia.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Go ahead.
What's your question?
Go ahead.
I was wondering, like, there's something, like, going on with my husband. I'm not sure what he's doing. I'm not sure if y'all can pick anything up with that. He Ubers, and he didn't want to find a real job, and he'll be gone 24 hours, sometimes longer, and say he's Ubering. And I know there's something going on that isn't right. I've seen a text message that was inappropriate. He doesn't know I've seen it, but I'm in school. I graduate in December, and I plan on leaving, but I know there's more to it than what I know, than what I see, because he said one time somebody tried to follow him home, and I don't know what's really going on.
Hmm. What's your husband's first name, Marcia?
Joseph.
So are you two living together in the same house right now?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm not stepping in on this one, Lennis. You take it.
Okay. Your husband might be lonely or bored. He does work Uber. He's not lying about that. He does work Uber. But I see loneliness and boredom.
For some strange reason, I'm picking up cards. Is he playing?
Cards?
Yeah. Poker or anything like that?
No, I know he used to play cards and poker and stuff, but like when he was in the Army, I don't know if he's currently doing it.
Have y'all been married about 5 years?
4.
Okay, I thought I was right. Okay, go ahead.
I don't like what I'm seeing.
Well, I know something's bad going on.
Yeah, there is, and the angels are telling me to tell you to kick them to the curb. There's no easier way to say it. That's what they're telling me. And I've got a friggin' headache from hell on the right side ever since you started talking. So whatever is going on is not good. Menace, you got any more clarity on this?
Other than her and him sit down and have a conversation, as the old adage is, we need to talk. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Because with communication, you get understanding, but you two need to talk before it becomes emotional and say things that you can't take back. You know, so.
Well, are y'all able to see what it is he's doing? Because I found a text message already. So I know that I've only gotten like one text message. So he must have deleted what was said prior. But I already know it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate text message from the beginning. And so I'm like, okay, I graduate in December. So I'm just waiting until I graduate and get my nursing degree. I have my nursing degree and take my boards for the NCLEX so I could leave. But I just want to make sure that I wasn't crazy. Like, I know that there's something going on. I just, while I was in school, I tried not to get distracted by it because I got to focus and study for my test. I can't keep trying to go through his phone and find more stuff. But I just want to make sure, like, I wasn't crazy. I know there's something going on, but even though I can't physically find everything, I found enough. But I know there's more to it than what I see.
There is. And once you're finished with school and you can actually sit down and talk and hear what he has to say, do it then. But concentrate on school for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Complete getting yourself together, what you're trying to accomplish, or your goals. That's what I say. Complete your goals so you don't have to worry about tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to make it, have a good paycheck and a professional job. So right now, number one, you need to be concerned with me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And your first red flag was when you had an inclination that something was not right.
Right. So you know what's going on. You don't need us to spell it out on the air. You do know what's going on. So, yeah, get your degree, pass your exam, make sure you are going to be okay, and then worry about talking to him and dealing with him. Okay?
Okay. I'm sorry to ask such a heavy question.
It's okay.
You know, because sometimes things don't work out. We tell people, well, we see that it can, and we'll say, well, you know, maybe think of counseling or blah, blah, blah. But in your case, we don't see that. But, you know.
But you do
and
need
then
to
because
talk.
Because of the respect, there's some things we will not say out of respect for you as well as ourselves.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying you do know what's going on, and you do, but you need to concentrate on your schooling, getting a good grade, and making sure that you are secure. Don't be worrying about him and what he's doing because he's already made his path in life. You need to make a good one for yourself.
Yeah, I graduate December, so I've kept the peace, and I'm done with all of my exams. Right now, I just have two more clinicals to do, and that's it, and take my board. So I'm pretty much done for the most part. There's no more exams I have to take except for
my board to pass the NCLEX.
Well, but, and you need to be on your toes for that too. So, yeah, don't get into it with them quite yet. But do go about your own life and worrying about you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome,
Amir. You're welcome. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, you know what? Have a great life. You're going to. You really are.
Amen.
And just, mm-hmm. yeah, just remember that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Love to you, and you've got my prayers as well. And I know you're going to do well on your boards.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, congratulations, honey. Wishing you the best.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Night-night. Do we have time for one more, Nina? Or
we don't have one more. We don't have one.
Oh, well, we're right down to the 3 minutes. Okay. Well, if you want to start, it's at the very top.
Yeah, well, yeah, good night, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. May you be blessed with the family and friends that you have around you. It's not Thanksgiving up here, but I am wishing all of you the best. Know that Lennis and I love you and that we think of you. And those of you that need us, we do pray for you. Just know that. Thank you for calling in tonight and for Heather and Holly for being in the chat room with me. What a pleasure. It feels good to have my gang back.
You know,
Lennis, you're cutting out.
Oh, my God. Nina, I forgot to say hi to Holly. Hi, Holly. Spoke to Heather, so anyway. Oh, now it's clear.
Yeah. Now, have like I said, have a blessed holiday. Be aware of what's going on around you. If you're driving, be extra careful. Some people don't care that they're drinking and driving. I care. You care. So be careful. That's all I got to say. We will be back in 2 weeks. Have a great holiday. Remember about the new moon. And thank you for listening in tonight.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to be on tomorrow night at 6, aren't we? Are we going to try to do Tuesday night? Okay, we'll be back in 2 weeks. No, we'll be back in 2 weeks. That's cool.
Now we can
try
one more Tuesday night. But, you know, it's just that Tuesday night we do not get the people like we do on Mondays. Monday seems to be our good night.
Yeah.
A very good night.
Okay. Well, we'll see y'all in 2 weeks on Monday. So, thank you, Nina. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Lennis. Love you. Love you all.
Love you too. I'll talk to you a little bit later. All right.
Bye. Good night.
Good night. Ooh.